Iraq Sunni Arabs voted in large numbers this week in parliamentary elections, raising expectations that at least some branches of the Sunni-led insurgency are moving toward political participation, not rebellion. In the largely Sunni city of Mosul in northern Iraq, voter turnout was especially heavy. Many people there seem to hope that election results will bring real change. From Mosul, NPR's Eric Westerfeld reports.
The ballot counting is expected to take at least 2 weeks. The likely political power struggle ahead to form a new government could take far longer. But Friday, in a Sunni neighborhood of western Mosul, the mood was upbeat. Voter Abstar Hamid.
We really hope the situation gets better now, safer. We prepared for the elections, and so many came out to vote. Thank God nothing bad happened.
More Sunnis will take part in running things now, he says, but asked whether he thinks the large Sunni turnout will encourage some Sunni insurgents to lay down their weapons or stop planting bombs, Hamid dances around the question. Sunnis aren't the only ones who've taken up arms, he says defensively. A long, hard rain washed over Mosul late Thursday after the polls had closed. One resident saw it as a blessing. It washed us clean, he said. Nearby, a middle-aged voter with a thin mustache didn't want his name used, but was forthcoming with his opinion. He hopes the election results help improve security and speed up the departure of U.S. soldiers.
We hope American forces can now go home to their families and let us rule our country and decide our own destiny. So we hope they establish a new Iraqi government as quickly as possible.
We have the resources. We're a rich country, he adds, referring to Iraq's oil fields. And the factional tensions, he says, need to be tackled head-on when the new government is formed.
I hope we get a new parliament that secures the Iraqi people's future, not a government that favors one sect over another. We have many different ethnic and religious groups, Sunni, Shia, Kurd, Turkmen, that make up Iraq. We need a united government to serve all those interests.
Preliminary and unofficial returns from Iraq's second-largest city show the two main Sunni slates doing very well here, according to two officials with the Iraqi Electoral Commission. Early indications are that Ayad Alawi, a secular Shiite, also did well in this Sunni-majority city. According to the electoral officials, the Kurdish minority came in about in line with its population numbers. An election week ban on all car traffic and an expanded curfew were still in place here until this morning. On Friday, kids took to the streets knocking around soccer balls. Men packed tea houses to smoke and play dominoes. Mosul is a city where stretches of calm are often punctuated by spasms of intense violence. Like many of the American soldiers who daily patrol Mosul's streets, Army Captain Johnny Sutton sees the election as a positive step.
You know, just to keep pushing us forward, keep the momentum going towards the greater goal of, you know, eventually pulling out and getting Iraq up and running on its own feet.
Whether the election fallout will accelerate a drawdown of U.S. forces remains unclear. Under the most optimistic Pentagon planning scenarios, more than 100,000 U.S. troops will likely remain in Iraq through 2006. Captain Sutton, walking down a soggy Mosul street, counsels patience for what he says will be a long haul.
It may calm down for a while, but we still need to get the Iraqi army and the IPs up. I mean, they've made vast improvements, and it won't be long, I don't believe, until they're ready to take over for themselves. But we still got some work to do.
More work preparing Iraqi police and army forces, whose performance, by all accounts, has improved this year after a series of spectacular and deadly failures in 2004. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Mosul.